Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is a dire economic warning out today. Parents who cannot work from home just may be forced to give up their jobs, and by the millions, this in order to care for their kids who are stuck at home with remote learning. It is a potential disaster in the making. Working parents and their kids stuck at home thanks to the coronavirus. Ron Insana anchors the Market Score board report with Ron Insana and is a senior analyst and commentator at CNBC. Welcome back. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ken.
So I get the problem. The problem is that if parents can't have their kids in school, then they don't go back to work, and that causes huge economic upheaval. On the other hand, the arguments that people keep making that, well, we look at other countries, people go back to school, not a lot of infection, that turns out not to be really true because those countries have a very low transmission rate of the virus compared to us. And besides the point, Israel just opened up some a school, and it had a huge, it was a total disaster. And Israel is now saying, whatever you guys do, meaning the rest of the world, don't do what we're doing. So where does that leave us?
Well, not in a good spot. I mean, in addition to the fact that we have these, you know, recurring hotspots around the country, and even here in New Jersey and New York, we're starting to see some initial flare-ups even before school starts. So to the extent that there's going to be online learning or partial online learning throughout the week and staggered classes, this is going to leave some, certainly two-income families, at a great disadvantage because somebody's probably not going to go to work. And because of the fear among those who would otherwise be employed as childcare workers about contracting a virus from a kid who's going to and from school, not a lot of childcare is available. So if indeed people start staying home, whether it's the 20 million who are currently home just because of the lockdowns as they exist, or some number even less than that, it's going to have a notable impact, particularly in the absence of any meaningful new relief from the U.S. government. And that could hurt the economy, maybe even tip it into recession.
Yeah, I mean, it's a ripple effect in different areas, right? Because number one, people who would need a job, they might not be getting one because someone's going to have to stay home with the young kids. And maybe they thought, okay, I can squeeze by through the spring, right? It's going to be okay. We'll get them to fall. We'll send them to school. Well, no, now that's not happening. And then if you don't make as much money, you're not out there spending it anyways.
Correct. I mean, and listen, we've gone through this partially. My oldest is out of college. My middle son, between two girls, just graduated high school, but he's taken a gap year. And my youngest is about to be a senior. Now, she's supposed to go back August 18th. It's a boarding school. They're supposed to be in class pretty much all the time. My bet is the first kid who gets sick or the first teacher who gets corona, they're going to have to dial back. And I suspect that's going to be true in a lot of different places where teachers' unions are going to be adamant about safety. Parents are going to freak out a little bit if their kids come down with it and could pass it on either to them if they're at risk or to their grandparents or someone older who's at risk. So I think I think the jury is out on this, and I do think there's more likely than not going to be a negative impact on the economy going forward, because by the time we get into mid-August and early September, I don't think a lot of this will be fully resolved.
Well, I mean, so let's say, as a lot of medical experts think is possible, maybe even probable, that we're stuck in this situation that we all find ourselves in, even if there is a successful vaccine, for maybe another year, maybe longer than that. From an economic point of view, forgetting just about the health issues, from an economic point of view, what does that mean?
Well, everyone's expecting, you know, after we had this record decline in gross domestic product or economic output in the second quarter of nearly 33% annualized, that was a 9.5% quarter-to-quarter decline. That means close to $2 trillion in lost output just in 3 months. Now, we're expecting the economy to rebound maybe as much as 20-25% in the third quarter. If we stall out, that won't happen. And we're going to be staring at a very, very difficult economic environment. And again, that's going to put more and more pressure on the federal government to extend enhanced unemployment insurance benefits, find ways to bridge the gap so that people, whether they're small business owners, whether they're, you know, workers who have high exposure to customers directly, can make it through this period. And you know, short of a vaccine, if we can get some sort of bulletproof therapeutic, it would be an enormous bridge to get us through this issue where we take serious illness, hospitalization, and death off the table for those who are most at risk. Then you start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But while we're getting closer, we're certainly not quite there.
Ron Insana anchors the Market Scoreboard Report, senior analyst and commentator at CNBC.